Hey, fighters, what's going on? So today I'm wanted to take a couple minutes and talk about two things that are jumping up. So it's kind of a two-part little solo cast here, whatever we're calling this thing. And the first is we're just finishing the first quarter of 2019 as I'm recording this, and I'm seeing a lot of guys post that like they're behind on hitting their goals for the first quarter of the year and things like that. A lot of things in our group that I'm seeing where guys are struggling. Men and women out there are trying to, sell their services and make a certain profit or whatever the goals are that they might have. And I'm just hearing a pattern. I'm seeing a pattern. I'm getting messages from people. And so I want to address the one main reason that you might not be hitting the goals that you're setting. And then after that, I'm going to address something about our mindset around paying people. All right, so kind of two different ideas today, but they're addressing some things that I'm just hearing a lot, and I just want to throw it on your radar here today. So the first is this whole thing about not hitting your goals. So if you're not hitting your goals, if you've, hopefully you've broken down your year, you understand what your sales goal is each month of the year, or what your profit goal is, or maybe you have a goal to hire a certain person in your company, you have a goal to get a certain number of leads. This could be any goal in the world. It doesn't matter. If you're not hitting your goals, I would almost bet my left testicle, would never bet my right one, because that's a better one. But anyway, I would bet that it's simply due to the fact that your actions are misaligned with your goals. Because when you have a clear goal and you reverse engineer the goal. So let's just go out of the money thing, go out of the contractor world for just a minute here and just say, let's say your goal is to, you want to increase your bench press by 100 pounds in the next year, okay, which is what, adding about 2 pounds a week. Well, you would need to map out, what do I need to lift each day? How many days a week am I going to work out? What am I going to put on the bar? And then your actions basically support that and they get you there. All right. Or if you want to lose weight, right? In order to lose weight, you need to eat less calories and move your body and drink water and all these other things. So you reverse engineer it. Your actions need to support that. So if you're going out slamming IPAs every night and blowing off your workouts, chances are you're not going to lose the weight. So it's very simple. So now let's jump back into your business. Let's say your sales goal for the first quarter was $700,000 and you hit $450,000 or $500,000 or $699,000 and you were short. You didn't hit your goal. Chances are, if you look at the days that you had to work and produce, your actions each and every day are probably fucked up and not supporting, they're misaligned with your goal. So you're probably not picking up the telephone every day and making calls to your past customers. You're probably not picking up the phone each day and calling prospects. You probably haven't taken the time to create an actual prospecting list of who you're going to go after and how you're going to reach out to them, and then actually putting that shit on your calendar and all that other good stuff that supports the goal. So then that begs the question, if my actions are misaligned with my goals, then how important is the goal to me? Is it really a goal? Because to me, a goal is something that I am going to violently pursue with passion. I'm going to go after that thing, and you're going to have to fucking kill me or I'm going to reach my goal. And listen, I'm going to own my crap here too. I'm in the same boat as you guys from time to time in certain areas of life and business and things like that. So I'm preaching to myself as much as I'm preaching to you here today. So I want to challenge you to look in the mirror and go, what do I really want? So back to that $700,000 first quarter sales goal, right? Is that really what you want? Is it really what you need to have? So, and what I mean by this is reevaluate what's important to you and your goals. You know, I had a guy say to me, I want you to coach me because I want to build a $5 million business. And I said, well, why do you want to build a $5 million business? He says, because I want to pay myself $250,000 a year. And I said, okay, so what's more important, the $5 million or the $250,000? And he says, the $250,000. I said, so is that really the goal? Is the goal really a $5 million business? What if we put our crosshairs on the 250 and figured out a way to reverse engineer that? Maybe you won't have to do 200 or a $500 million or $5 million business. Okay, so you guys see what I'm saying here? If your actions are not supporting your goals, if they're misaligned with what you say you want, then you really got to look in the mirror and go, is this the fucking thing that I really want? See, I mean, I can go on forever on this, but listen, I don't want to be redundant because that's a waste of oxygen and it's a waste of your time. I want to keep this quick here today because you got shit to do. You got to go out there and put the actions into place that are get you to your goals. So look in the mirror and figure out, is this the thing that I really want? And then what's the shit that has to happen on a daily basis, on a weekly basis that needs to happen? And then here's the kicker, guys, put it on the calendar. Put it on the calendar. And then here's the other thing. Get an accountability partner. You can hire a coach. You can have a buddy or whatever. I do a combination. I hire coaches for myself. I have accountability partners that are my business partners. And, you know, my one partner, Derek, and I, we text each other what our plan is for the day every morning that we write in our journal. And we text each other a picture. And at the end of the day, we text each other how many of the things on there that we got done. And you know what? The other day I had a zero. I was 0 for 3 of the 3 things that I said I was going to do that were important to my business that day. I didn't fucking do. Okay. And I had to own it. And I texted Derek and it was accountability. But you know what? The next day I was 3 for 3. You know, the next day I was 4 out of 5. The next day, you know, and then he's texting me and it's the same thing. So guys, put it on the calendar and then do it. See, a lot of these things that these actions that you know you need to do, you don't do them because you don't schedule them and you don't treat them as a, like you would treat a client appointment. Like if a client called you up, Pat, when if your best client called you up right now and says, hey, can you meet me Thursday at 4 o'clock? I want to go over an addition for the new house. I got a $550,000 budget and the job's yours. We just got to iron this stuff out. I'll cut you a deposit check Thursday at 4 o'clock when you come over. You bet your ass you would show up. Okay, well, guys, the things that these little action steps that are going to get you close to your goals, the follow-up calls, the prospecting, the networking, the job costing to get you to your profit goals, whatever your goals are, right? That shit is just as important as that Thursday at 4 o'clock appointment to pick up that deposit check. And when you get that through your mind and you are fanatical and obsessed with doing those little things each and every day, the compound effect kicks in, and the next thing you know, you're hitting your goals. All right, so hopefully that helps you get off your frickin' ass for the second quarter here and attack some stuff.
Hey, listen, if you were a home improvement contractor doing $750,000 or more in sales, you know that there are so many demands on your time. And here's one thing I've learned working with companies, you know, at that revenue mark all the way up to $50, $60 million companies, is as you want to grow and scale your business, one of the greatest things that you could do is truly learn how to use your energy, how to use your time, how to find that one nail that you need to be hitting in on a regular basis in order to help your company get to that next level. And so I want to share with you real quick about my One Nail program. Listen, One Nail is a high performance implementation group for those who are already winning in their business. This is not for somebody who's already broke or who's broke, who can't get the phone to ring, who's struggling to eat. It's for those contractors who want to move faster towards greater success without all the typical bullshit, okay? It is for action takers. In fact, consistent implementation is a requirement to stay in the program. And listen, in this program, we're gonna show you how to take the right action and we're gonna guarantee your results or we actually refund your money, okay, at the end of the program. So we're gonna cover leadership, rapid growth for your business, systems, marketing, things like that. Because at the end of the day, if you are not truly focused on the things that matter most in your business, you're going to continue to wake up year in and year out in the same place. So go ahead and go to thecontractorfight.com/one-nail. Contractorfight.com/one-nail and hit the link, fill the thing out and see if you apply. We'll get on the phone and we'll have a great conversation. Have a great day. You guys rock.
All right. Second thing I'm hearing a lot is we all know that there's a labor shortage. It's hard to find guys to work and all this other shit, right? Raise your hand. I'm raising mine right now because we all know it's true. Here's the thing. It's tough to find people, and then you find people, and then guys are messaging me, and even some of my one-on-one clients and the people in our One Nail group and the people in Fight Club and all the people that we work with in the Bridge and the CSA and all this other shit, and all these programs we have, I hear it from everybody. Tom, this guy wants $25 an hour. That's a lot of money, man. That's a lot of money. Oh, this dude, he thinks he's worth $35 an hour. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. So guys, here's the thing. This is going to be a lot quicker than the whole goals thing. I'm going to encourage you. I encourage you to approach it this way. The next time somebody says, hey, I want 25, 30, 35 bucks, whatever that amount is. And in your mind, you're like, shit, that's a lot of money. I want you to flip it, reframe it, and say this to yourself. It's not a lot of money if I get what I want. Okay, so me as the boss, if I'm getting what I want, I could give two fucks about how much I pay you. Here's what I mean. If I charge $400 for the labor in a bedroom to paint it or lay carpet or whatever the hell it is, all right, so like in my old painting company, we would paint an average 12 by 12, 12 by 14 bedroom with 8-foot high walls, two coats on the walls. It was a 4-hour job. That was the expectation in our production rates and all the other stuff. And our guys could walk in that room at 8 a.m., do some minor patching and, you know, prep, cut, roll, pull tape, slide the furniture back to the corners and all that other shit, Swiffer the floor, vacuum the room, whatever needed to be done, and walk out at noon. That was the expectation. All right? If I had a guy that wanted $50 an hour, I would still be making 50% gross profit on the labor. Okay, hopefully this makes sense to you guys. And as long as I'm getting what I want, and for me it's 50% or better, I could give two shits if I pay the guy $50 an hour or $30 an hour or $17 an hour. Here's the other thing. Let's say the guy wanted $100 an hour. And I'm like, all right, well, if you can bring it in at a 50% labor and finish the damn room in two man hours and there's no callbacks and issues and the quality's kick ass and it's legit two coats and all that other stuff, then I don't care. I'll give you $100 an hour to paint the damn room because I'm getting what I want. So guys, here's where so many of you guys go wrong on this labor shit. You don't first identify what the fuck you want and then you put an ad out there you just hire whatever shithead that comes along and you've never given two fucking seconds of thought to what a job description needs to look like and what it means for the guy to win in his position. Okay. I just spoke at JLC Live last week. I did a couple sessions out there out in Rhode Island. It was a really cool event. I'd never been there before. And I stood in front of the room and I'm like, guys, here's the thing. You've heard me. If you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you've probably heard this analogy. How does the field goal kicker on a football team know if he's doing his job? Tick tock, tick tock. Okay, you probably answered it by now. He makes kicks. It's very clear. Do you make kicks? So that's what you got to do is you got to take the time with every position, an apprentice, a laborer, you know, a carpenter, a lead guy, a foreman, a salesperson, an office manager, whatever it is in your business. Sit down and define what does it mean for this position to make their kicks. And then be very clear how they're going to be measured. And then when they come to you and they go, I want $25 an hour, I want $35 an hour, you go, cool, here's what I want in return. and you slide the job description over, you go through it with him, you talk about how they're going to be measured, what KPIs that you're going to be looking at each week in the company meeting to see if they're doing their job, and as long as they're hitting the targets and you're getting what you want, guess what? They get what they want, and at the end of the day, whatever that amount of money is that they say they want, it ain't a lot of money if you're getting what you want. The only time it's a lot of money is when you're not getting what you want. It's kind of like the whole marketing thing, right? I'll pay whatever for a lead or for marketing as long as I know the marketing is leading to sales and conversions and things like that, okay? So guys, flip that whole money thing, and my guess is you'll be surprised how quickly you'll find some good people to be part of your team and to help you achieve the goals that you have in your business as you help them achieve the goals that they have. Because I'll tell you what, you know, one of my buddies, in fact, quick story, total squirrel moment here. Guy came to him and says, I want 75 grand a year. My buddy said, no, I can't do 75 grand a year. And the guy started to dip his head in his eyes and he says, I'm going to pay you 80 grand a year. And the guy kind of perked up and he's like, what? He's like, dude, what's 5 grand? If you're going to give me what I want, then I'm going to give you what you want and then some. And that dude went home. How proud do you think he was to walk in the door and look at his spouse and go, baby, I got the job and he's given me 5 grand more than I asked a year. What kind of effort do you think that guy's going to bring to day one of the job? And he's going to be busting his ass. And he did. And he stayed with him for many years and totally kicked ass for him. Versus what most of us do, guy comes in, I want 75 a year. I want 25 an hour, whatever the hell it is. And we go, well, I'll tell you what, I need you to crawl on broken glass for 3 years and prove yourself to me. And then we'll think about a raise. And then quite honestly, most of you don't even honor the shit that you told the guy you would do before. Yeah, I'll make you a foreman in a year. I'll do this and this and this. And you find every fucking excuse in the world to not honor your word. And then the dude leaves and you wonder why you can't keep anybody. Okay. Ask me how I know. Cause I was that guy at one time many, many years ago. So somebody comes to you, they want 50 grand, they want 25 an hour, they want 100 grand. Give them $1,000 more than they want. Give them $5 more or $3 more an hour than what they want. But in return, you look them in the eye, you slide them a piece of paper with a job description and how they're going to be measured and when they're going to be measured and how this is going to work and the support you're going to give them. You're going to go, hey, that's what you want. I'm going to give you a little more. Here's what I want. Let's make this thing work. Let's go win a championship in this business and have a good time. So anyway, guys, hope this helps you out here a little bit today. Gives you a little kick in the ass. Appreciate you hanging out. Listen, something that we started doing the last few months, you might not know about is, I'm doing, one-on-one coaching days out here at Fight HQ in Colorado Springs and, Fight HQ coaching days. And it's basically a day and a half or so session, depending on where you're at in the country and when you can get here. It's a day and a half. It's never less than a day and a half. So it's day and a half, 2 days, somewhere in there. And we go over your vision and we look at culture. And because guys, when you have a clear vision and your culture's rock solid, you're going to make a fucking shit ton of money. I'm like full of swear words today, aren't I? It's been a while. Then we're going to get into your budget and look at leads and sales and marketing and your operations process. And then you're going to walk out of here with an execution plan. And then we have an open session to do anything you want. And guys, in between, depending on your health, we've had guys come here that, had injuries and couldn't do this and stuff, but we'll go on some light hiking. We'll go out, have a couple beers, get some time for you to see the mountains here in Colorado. You know, one guy we took up to the top of Pikes Peak, cause he'd never been up there. In fact, he'd never been out here to the mountains and stuff. And so if this is of interest to you, go ahead and, email me directly. Okay. Tom@thecontractorfight.com. And, we'll talk about if you're a good fit for this. And, listen, everything's covered in the fee for you to come out here. We'll talk about that when you call your flight, your lodging at the best hotel in the area, all your meals, everything is in one lump sum. You don't got to worry about anything when you get here. Quite frankly, I'm going to coach the shit out of you. Face to face, toe to toe, and you're going to walk out of here energized, recharged, and ready to kick the crap out of your future. All right. So if you're interested in our Fight HQ coaching days, like I said, just email Tom at thecontractorfight.com, and we'll set up a time. We'll grab a phone call and see if it's a fit. All right. Action. Okay. Remember, you know, back what I said before, your actions, they can't be misaligned with your goals, and it's not a lot of money if you're getting what you want. You guys rock. Travis, speaking of rock, rock us out, and we'll talk to you guys next time on the Contractor Fight.